until, gee, they come up quick, these Healesville races. But Mark Hunter is on the line just for a quick good day before we go to Healesville. How are you, Mark?
Hey, Matty, good, thank you.
Yeah, great that they've got a terrific day up at Wodonga this year, because it was very bleak last year. So I think they'll get a, he reckons he might get 7,000 or 8,000 there today.
I've never been to Wodonga. I've driven past it many times. I've never been to the racetrack. I must go one day. I'm not sure how they'd fit 7,000 or 8,000 in, but they're standing room only, I would imagine.
No, it's a ripper. It's a ripper. The lawns, the marquees everywhere. It's quite intimate, as you're sort of suggesting. Oh, no, it's a ripper. But you've got Cranbourne on your mind today.
I like Cranbourne. A couple of races ruined by scratchings through the early part of the program, but a couple of good betting opportunities, I think, through the night.
Let's have a look at Cranbourne now with Mark Hunter. The first race, Mark, is over 2060 metres. It's a maiden. The scratchings are numbers 5 and 8. And Halloween, number 3, is $2.80. $3.10, Castel Tresino, number 1.
Yeah, I think Halloween will win. It's got, I think it brings the best form. That last start, just beaten by Gotta Be Savvy, who went on and run well in a stronger race, I think is the winning form. It's fit. It's a typical Julius Sandu horse, likes to roll forward, take control of the race, and I reckon it will lead all the way and get the money here to beat number 4, Irish Knight, who ran pretty well first up at Mowie, closed off nicely over the mile. It looks like it's always needed the ground. 1, Castel Tresino. Look, it had every possible chance at Casterton on the leader's track. Got run down in a pretty weak race there, but maybe fitter. And 7, Torrenova, who's had the 25 goes for 4 placings. Not a great record, but it's racing well, probably racing as well as it ever has. It'll get back and be running on. So I think Halloween leads all the way. 3, 4, 1, and 7.
3, 4, 1, and 7 in the first. The second, we scratched 10, 12, and 15. Terry Bailey was very keen on the favourite here. Number 5, Sky Forger. The Woke Waiter is in the market too. Number 7 at $6. $9.50, Sulaco. $8, Champagne and Lace. $7.50, Think Rock. So it is pretty open if you don't like Sky Forger.
Sky Forger's got a great hope. It's my second pick. I think it's the best value here for the night. Number 13, Think Rock, who comes through the same race as Sky Forger. It was wide, kept grinding, and found the line well. I think fitter from a good draw with the scratching of the Quinn McDonald horse. It's pretty open, and I think Rock can run terrific here to beat 5, Sky Forger. Covered ground first up, so head excuses will be fitter. Just gets a beautiful run from the gate and is the danger. 6, Sulaco. Trolled against Aaron Bay. Trolled okay. And 11, Liqueur Gold was okay there first up and will be fitter. So going through the same form race here, I thought 13 was a good value chance. 13, 5, 6 and 11.
13, 5, 6 and 11. The third is a 1,400 metre maiden and we're going without 7, 12, 14 and 15. $2.50 favourite is number 8, Concentric for Bussett and Young.
I don't like this race. My top two picks got scratched. I'm going to go with number 4, Rectification from gate 1. Again, at good odds here for Kenny Keyes. I thought it showed something on debut, first go really on a better track, gets a good run from the gate, and in a very even and probably moderate maiden, has got a chance to run well at good odds here to beat 8, Concentric. Concentric would win on its best form. That elliptical run would obviously win this race. It's got the wide gate, not totally sold on its recent jump outs. 13, Rainwater, beautifully bred, was wayward last time, gets the blinkers on here, which will help, and 1, Archeron, who's going okay without really threatening, but the race falls right away. So just a bit of value here, 4, 8, 13 and 1.
Pardon me, 4, 8, 13 and 1 in race 3. The fourth is a 1,200 metre maiden. And here we go without 5, 6, 12, 14 and 15. And those in the market include Brechin, number 1 at $3.50. Curulation, number 3 at $4.40. $5.50, number 9, Leap Year. $6.50, Dynamic Deal, number 8.
Yeah, this is another one where the top picks have been scratched. It's a moderate maiden, and I'll go with the first starter, number 9, Leap Year, who kicks off here at Cranbourne over the 1,200, having trolled well enough to say that from a good gate, it won't be too far away in the run, and got a good chance to beat number 8, Dynamic Deal. Had the one running town, wasn't disgraced, comes back from a spell, has trolled okay. Won the Brechin. Going okay for the new stable without really threatening. Gets a good run from the draw, and I've put 3, Curulation in. He was just okay there last time. Got a wide gate. But again, it's a race that just falls right away. 9, 8, 1, and 3.
9, 8, 1, and 3 in race 4. The fifth is a interesting little race. The scratching here is number 1, High and Dry. I might be wrong, but there's a horse in this that seems to me to be as well placed as he's been for a couple of years, and that's Fine Dane. I don't know whether he's in the mix or not, but Iron War is the favourite at $2.15, Exeter at $7.50, $7.50 Free to Move, $4.20 Turbo Cannon. My old mate Fine Dane is at $12.
Yeah, he's just got to run the 1200 metre. That's your query there. But I'll tip number two, Iron War. It's no moral. It's short odds. It's no moral. Not on dry ground. It ran okay last time at Cranbourne on the dry, but I think there's no doubt the horse is better on the soft track. It will press forward, probably have to sit outside Fine Dane in the run. It's going well enough to say it's the one to beat, but I just don't want to take the short odds. I think six Maritana's a danger. It's fitter. It had a good win on the valley on dry ground a while back. It's just behind the speed. Big improver here might be number three, Exeter, who kicked off for the stable on a heavy track, ran okay. It'll go much, much better on dry ground. And seven, Turbo Ken, who I think won a pretty weak race last time. It's fitter, it's got some hope, but this is certainly a tougher race. So two, the one to beat, but don't want to take the short odds. 2, 6, 3, and 7.
2, 6, 3, and 7 in race five. Race six is over 1,200 metres. It's a class one. Scratchings are 3, 7, and 8. Even money favourite, number four, She Dances.
I like this race. I like number nine, Social Conscience. I think it's, if you're happy to take that price each way, I just think this horse is an each way special. You go back last campaign, the runs behind Charlemagne, Berkeley Square, although well beaten, wasn't disgraced, came back from the spell. I wasn't sure about its trial leading into the first up run, but it drifted back from the wide gate, sat midfield, and just blew them away. It's fitter. It can take a spot closer here over 1,200 metres. And, gee, I think Social Conscience just won't miss each way here. To beat number four, She Dances, it's the obvious danger. The run up the straight wasn't beaten fast, certainly wasn't disgraced. This is much easier. Then out to number one, Cusack, who ran on pretty well in a recent jump out. Just got an awkward gate here over 1,200 and six defrosted. Fitter for that last run. Gets a nice run from the draw. Has got some chance. Working on a two-horse race, 9 and 4, and I think 9's an each-way special. And 9, 4, 1, and 6.
And it's a $5 chance on the fixed odds too. Soul Obsession, number 9, over to race 7. This is over 1,000 metres. Scratchings are 8 and 10. Long odds on favourite for moods here is Kotel, number 5. Does it win?
Probably. I'm taking a couple in the quaddy. I'm taking Amanatu as well. Kotel kicked off its career, jumped on the bunny, was never going to lose, and got the job done. Went for a spell, come back. It's been in and scratched. It's trialled well enough to say that from gate one, it probably spears out here, holds the front, and wins the race. Just putting number 7, Amanatu, in, who's getting fitter for recent racing in this sort of grade. It's always around the mark, wins a race every campaign. I think 6, Invincibilis. Not hopeless on dry ground, and we'll sit behind them and run on, then take your pick the rest, maybe number 2, Madame Bowie. He draws wide and just needs a bit of luck from there, but is next best. So taking 5 and 7 in the quaddy, 5, 7, 6, and 2.
5, 7, 6, 2, race 7, race 8's over a mile, benchmark 64. Scratching is number 11, Luna Diva, and those handful in the market. 2 Barclays Bank is at $4.60, Tradere number 1, $6.50. $5.50, number 5, Day in Heaven. $6, Starred and Less. So, looks pretty open.
Yeah, I'm happy to bet each way here. Number 6, Starred and Less. I don't think you miss. It's got the blinkers going back on. Getting back onto a better track certainly won't hurt it. It ran on well in the small field last time. I think it's really well placed here to run a terrific race, Starred and Less. To beat number 5, Day in Heaven, who covered ground last time in a harder race. Was comfortably beaten, but did cover ground. Gets a beautiful run from the draw. 3, Turn It Up, Tommy. Big win last time. That was a weaker race. This is harder. And 1, Tradere. Getting fitter. Got an awkward gate. It's the other one I'm putting in the quaddy. We'll be running on. Keen to back 6 each way. 6, 5, 3, and 1.
All right. And the last is over 1,400 metres. Here we go without 3, 5, 13, and 14. Typical U, number 11, is the $3.10 favourite. A Pinch of Luck, number 12, is at $7. $4.60 for number 10, Cold One. Terry Bailey's number 1 tip. Teaser, number 8 is at $4.80, and Confrontational number 1 is at $9.
Yeah, it's an even race. I'll go 11, typical you. It ran well in a terrific form race there before a spell. Came back and was a good win first up. The fitter just gets a lovely run from the draw. I think it's the one to beat. To beat 12, A Pinch of Luck, who ran well last time. This is a harder race, but getting fitter and ready to win. 8, Tessa, around the mark in these races, gets a lovely run from the draw, and 1, Confrontational, who's Well graded, and got that 3 kilo claim. Maybe needs further, but going to be hitting the line hard. So 11, 12, 8 and 1.
All right, what about the play? How are you going to play the meeting, and what are your best bets?
My best, race 6, number 9, Social Conscience. My value, race 2, number 13, Think Rock. The quaddie will go 9 and 4 into 5 and 7, into 6, 5, 3 and 1, into 8, 11, 12 and 1. Play of the night or play of the day, I'm playing an each way all up, will cost you $4 for a dollar. Race 6, number 9, Social Conscience, into race 8, number 6, Start Unless.
Beautiful. Good on you, Mark.
Thanks, Matty.